shit like that, but it's something you probably would. Like I said, watch that second episode.
Okay, so
let me start off with this. I got a couple of DMs, you know, people who are really, really enjoying our show. And they gave me a couple of topics, you know, because I think I posted the list on our audio page like
right before we started.
And then I got good feedback on a lot of those and what people wanted. But then, you know, recently I've been, hey, if you guys, I don't think you guys talked about this, can you? Like, what can you do? Like, when was spicing up a marriage, right? What couple can spice up the marriage and stuff like that?
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, that's one we could tackle. And there's a few of them. There's like, I don't know, I got like 6-7 DMs over the last few weeks. But then thinking about the first one, the one that I just mentioned, was like, well, you know, just, you know, it really depends on the person. If a person could keep it hot, can keep it freaky, then you don't have to worry about spicing shit up. It's always spicy. You feel me?
That's why I want to
center this episode on is the freak in me and the freak in you. And I'm not just saying me myself, but, you know, like,
In our partnership. Yeah.
Life. So let's welcome the listeners. It's been a little bit.
Yes.
Won't you introduce the show?
It's good to be back, guys. It's Rachel, and you're listening to the RLU After Dark, brought to you by the Raw Live Unedited Podcasting Network, along with my boy, Adrian.
Hey, Zayo, Mr. Big Geek. You know how I do.
Yes, sir.
Good. Let them know where they can find you, though, Rachel. What you go by, though, on the street? How they call you?
Well.
What to say about you on these streets?
Let me see who you've been talking to, and I'll tell you what they call me.
Yeah, I don't mean to brag, but.
You can find me at Sex in the Sun City, Facebook, Instagram.
That's right. You got the Facebook thing on, right? Okay. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about keeping relationships, keeping marriages, keeping everything spicy, but mainly the freak nature, the freaky or what can be freaky nature of people. I think this is very important. You know what I'm saying? You have to try. Exactly. You got to try things. You got to be open, especially if you've been with someone long enough. I think that builds trust. If you've been with someone for a couple of years, you should already be doing everything. I'm talking about sucking toes, taking a finger to butt, being fish hooked, all that shit. It's just, you know what I'm saying? This is your man. This is your woman. This is the person you're going to be with. And if you're going to try shit with anyone, you always wondered, and, you know, you hear the girls talk about it, you hear the guys talk about it, but you never wanted to go that far. You're the person you're with now, you plan to be with for the rest of your life, that's the person you experiment with. This is the one that probably never tried it, probably has once or twice, but, you know, you're lady, you're his man, and he wants to do it with you now. You know, this is where you let the cat, this is where you let the freaky out, and I think it's supposed to be like this. You got anything on that, Rachel?
Well, yeah, I definitely agree with everything that you say, especially the longer that you have been with someone, you do want to keep it interesting and spice it up. And I totally think experimenting is definitely the way to go. Not be shy or not hold back and just kind of let your inhibitions enjoy the moment of exploration.
Yeah, especially if it's someone you're laying down with every fucking night, Rachel. Every night you come home with this person, like, all this shit you want to try with them, like, it's going to spook them out. You know, don't bring it out all of a sudden out of left field. Like, ease them into it. Don't just, like, boom, 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 stick it in my butt. No, no, no. Work towards that. Work towards it. Make it easy on both of you guys, man. There's a couple of sayings that kind of feed into this topic. And, you know, one's like bro sign shit that just recently came out. And the other one's like, yo, think about this shit. I've always heard, you know, as far as I can remember, that if you don't take care of your person, your partner, your man, your woman, somebody else will.
Or they're
going to go somewhere else, right? Is that true? But, like, from your experience, from hanging out with your girls, with your friends, you know, you got brothers that dated with girls, that dated, you know, stuff like that. But do you agree with that? Do you think that's one of the 100%. Main things? 100%, right?
100%. I mean, I want to say, though, I have one friend, and her husband have been together fuck, dude, I want to say like 16 years, 17 okay. years already. And they're young. They've literally been together since they were 16, you know?
So like high school sweetheart shit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So they go through dry spells.
Oh.
And it's super normal. Like, it's not, it's not a red flag. It's not a, like, suspicion. It's not on either of them. On either of them. Like, there's no, well, where you get it. Like, on either part. Like, I don't know if they just, they're, like, best friends. And they've kind of, like, grown up together, you know, essentially. You know, and I don't know if that'd probably be the only couple I've ever met like that. Otherwise, yes, absolutely. I think it totally fucking is like, yo, motherfucker, like, what's up? And I mean, I totally am all for experimenting and having fun with your partner that you're monogamous with, because, you know, that's yours. Like, that's
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like I said, when I'm talking about easing your partner into stuff like this, there's another saying, this is another one that I wanted to mention that. And it's real. As far as I know, it's fucking real, because if you bring shit out of left field and your partner's not ready for it, it might freak them out, you know? And that's where this comes in. Only a freak can handle a freak. Do you agree with that?
Ooh. So I would like to think of myself as a freak, so...
Okay, there we go.
I guess I've never had somebody not be a freak with me. If I initiate it, it's all like fucking fair game. It's like, yes,
like, let's go.
I don't know if that's and again, that goes back then to the subject on the table of it being like a monogamous relationship where you are really with one another and you can do all kinds of nasty shit because you know that that's just you two. Like, that's what makes that intimate moment that much freakier, I think, like, or where you have the option to be, you know?
Okay, now I want to separate the two. Something you said and something we're talking about. Freaky's one thing, but you said nasty. Now, what's nasty? What's freaky? Let's go down that road. We're driving down this road. And there's a fork, you know, one says nasty, one says freaky. We have to separate the two because there's two completely different categories. And I think you agree with me on that. What is nasty?
Well,
is that ass to mouth? Is that, you know?
I don't think it's different. I think being freaky, you gotta get nasty to be a freak.
Yo, I disagree. When you say you don't, I disagree, because nasty could be so mother. I've, you know, done some things, some girl in or try, and they're like, I ain't doing that. That's nasty. Okay, well, how about this? Okay, yeah, I'm freaky enough to do something like that. You feel me? It's two different fucking things, right, man. Like, there's some things I know you consider nasty. Like, you even talked about it on the show before. What are the lines you won't cross? Go ahead.
I will not lick a man's asshole. That's not fucking happening.
I remember I was talking to some guy I used to work with. Him and his wife used to work with us, right? And they just do whatever. They let you know what they're doing, whatever. And they were talking about eating each other's ass like nothing. And I remember someone asked, well, you guys just get home and decide to eat each other's ass? Like, no, you know, we shower up, we clean up. I clean her up, she cleans me up, and then we just munch away. You know, and we had a lot of people around like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
yeah.
You know, this is clean. You know, it's like any other hole. You clean it, it's good to go, I guess. But and that the was other their fucking, hole they just said. Like the ass. And I, you know, Bro Science just recently came up with, you know, if you do eat ass, you're immune to the coronavirus. So you might want to look into that, Rachel. But anyway, yeah, I'm just saying. That's the line you won't cross. That's what you consider nasty, right? Or what do you think? It's gross. If you guys are banging it out, right, and you guys are into it, and there's sweat, and there's juices, and there's screaming, and there's all this fucking fun, and he's like, and he tells you, baby, lick my ass. Like,
no.
Make you feel it. That's the only. What are you gonna say? You gonna stop all of that and say no?
Adrian, remember I told you I have been known to kill a moment. I would be killing a moment, bro.
No.
I'd be like, I am not licking your fucking asshole. That shit.
Okay. You won't lick. Will you be the licky? Will you be the one receiving it now?
oh, that's fucking his deal. Yeah, absolutely.
So you're okay with it happening to you, but you will not do it.
Not only that, like, I agree, like, as far as, like, the couple is concerned about showering and bathing up. So, like, I had done it, like, once before. I know it was because they could smell I was, like, fresh out of the fucking shower. You know what I mean? So, I mean, maybe that's what I think, is that they're not just going out there eating ass everywhere. They just could smell the freshly fucking washed pussy. They knew
I heard tell. I heard tell that if a man's eating ass, he ain't just eating ass in one place. He got, like, places where he go and eat ass. Like, you know, like,
no.
I'm just saying, because that's their shit. That's what they like to do. That's their
intention. I believe you.
You know what I'm saying? So you would let your asshole be eaten alive, right? But until you fucking fall down, your knees shaking, you're like, but you will not do that in turn? You won't do the same for my man?
What? No. So what, if I let him fuck me in the ass, I can turn around and put on a strap-on and fuck him in the ass?
Okay, hold on. Let's talk about this.
If she lets me, it's over there, another mood killer. If he's I'm like, oh my God, no.
I'm kind of with you on this now. If you want to be a giver, you best be prepared to be a receiver now. I'm not doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told people before on the weekly show, it could be the summer, it could be the springtime, it can even be winter. But the sign on my ass always says, do not enter. You feel me? But.
Yes, fool, I feel you.
But I'm just saying, a lot of people, that's just their fucking thing. A lot of women, that's their thing. That's how they get off. They like it deep in there, and that's their fucking thing. Okay. A lot of them, in turn, they don't go, well, now it's your turn. But there's some dudes that are like, yo, put that thumb in my ass. Let's go. Make me feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? Is that nasty? Is that freaky? What is that?
Is so different from a fuck. Like, let me fuck you in the ass, baby. That is different.
Okay, the way you said it sounds dirty. Let me fuck you in the ass coming out your mouth sounds really dirty. How about if a dude says, let me love your buttocks. Let me love your anus. Would you accept that? Well, he said, no. Oh, butterflies and shit. You know how women's are. How would, if you were to give up the booty hole to a man, how will he convince you to do it? Guys, take notes.
Okay, well, first of all, it would have to go back to that you got to ease into it type of shit. Maybe we would start out with. It would have to do with somebody special. Like, I just think that it's not for me. I don't know. Like, I'm not saying I'm completely opposed to it. I just, no. Like, I'm trying to keep it tight. Like, no. That's not. If I'm trying to keep my pussy tight, I'm trying. You best believe my ass is fucking tight.
Okay. So let me break it down for you. Let me break it down. Okay? You meet a man. Right? He's everything you ever want. You're everything he ever. You guys hit it off. Boom. This is just it. This is it. This is the motherfucking one. Nothing's going to change that. Everything about him is perfect. We all got flaws, but he's perfect to you. Feel me?
Yeah.
You guys go at it. You do it.
You're giving me a specific person.
Hold on. Let me get you there. Right? Right? He does everything you need him to do, and vice versa. Keeps you happy in bed. You do the same with dude. One night he tells you, baby, you know I ain't going over. You fucking got me. For the rest, whatever, you got me, I'm yours. I like doing this thing, and I want to do it with you. I just want you to make me feel special. I want to be the one. Can I be the one to penetrate you from behind? What would you say to him? You're going to tell him no? He does everything for you. He's everything you ever wanted. He ain't going no fucking where. You know what I'm saying? You're going to turn him like, well, baby, I don't do that. What did we talk about 10 minutes ago? If you do not give him this, he will go get it somewhere else.
Wow.
I'm just saying, we not both agree to that? Did we not know this shit to happen to people? What would you do in that situation?
He fucking cheats on me by getting his asshole licked. This motherfucker has issues. No mames. You're going to leave all of this. I am. You're going to leave all of this and everything else I do for you, but because I won't lick your asshole, you're going to go get it somewhere else?
You know what? I think...
Get out of here.
I think it's the fact that you won't. And it just... It doesn't... Licking buttholes, taking it in the butt, getting fish took, all that shit. You know, licking toes, bringing all this shit in, all that. It's the fact that you saying, I won't do that for you. All it's right. What fucks a man up. I think that's what it is.
No, let me reverse the psychological shit on you, okay? Like, say girl loved to be fisted, because at one time she had a fucking lesbian relationship, and old girl loves to be fucking fisted.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, baby, fist me, because you're everything that I've ever wanted. You're great. You're the moon and the fucking stars, and I want you to fist me.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to be like, no, baby, that sounds really like, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay, wait a minute. Nope, like this. Wait a minute.
I'm not done.
Okay.
If he's like, no, babe, like, that's not my thing. I know you used to fucking do that shit with your fucking lesbian friends, but I'm not about that. Like, my dick is big enough. Why do you need me to fist you? And she's like, okay, I'm going to go get fisted somewhere else. Like, no. What's wrong with this bitch? Like, I mean, come on. Like, and sex are like everyday things. I think that even if you're mad, you should be having sex all the time. I don't think that sex should ever dwindle. But if there is something about this monogamous partner that is all diamonds and pearls for the most part, you know, you make each other happy in bed and blah, 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 but you have that one reservation, one that might be ridiculous on the other side from your partner's point of view, I think it's a matter of respect. It's not necessarily a matter of like, okay, honey, I'm going to go get my asshole licked somewhere else. You know, like, that's just outrageous. That's outrageous.
So. Okay, I'm going to just destroy your shit. I'm going to just destroy it. Okay? A horny man will not say no to any fucking thing, Rachel. A man will not let his dick go limp over someone's asking them to do. You know what I'm saying? Well, as far as, you know, he probably won't take it in the ass. That's, you know, a lot of dudes, they just stop right there. But if a woman, if a man's woman asks him to do a specific thing, bringing someone else into the bed, you know, some dude hiding in the closet. he will not say no. Oh, this is what she wants? You know how I know that? Because I know men. I know dudes. We will not stop if you ask us to do something weird. We will do that. You know why? Want me to tell you why? All right, guys, I'm going to break guy code. I'm going to fucking break guy code right here. And dudes are going to hate me for this. And I know you use this trick. But, hey, it's for the, you know, we do this for the people. Got to know.
Why?
Because we're gonna do this thing for you, and that's letting us know that we could probably take it a step further while we're doing this thing to you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you want to get fisted? Okay, but you don't like it in the butt. No, just do this. Okay, while I'm fisting you, let me start working at it. See, it feels the same, right? It feels good. Yes, and then boom, next thing you know, you're in the booty hole, and that's how it happens. A guy will not say no, Rachel. That destroys all your shit. He will not say no to any weird shit. The only thing a man in decline is taking something up his ass. And that's like, shit, a low percentage of dudes that won't do that shit, right? Maybe high. Maybe I got the math wrong on that.
Oh, but my God.
Women will say no to all kinds of shit. No, dudes will be like, if that's what you want, okay, fuck, she's hot. She wants it. Fuck. You tell me one guy you would know that was stopping his train and say, well, I don't think that's right. I've never done that. Like, well, how do you do it? That's what a dude say. Well, how do you want me to do it? That's what a dude's gonna say. Period. That's it.
You are that's too it. Much now. I love it.
I'm telling you, that's what happens, man. We will not fucking stop if you ask us to do some weird shit to you. Now, if you ask us to do some weird shit to ourselves, or you want to do some, we're gonna think about it. Like, you know, I don't know. I ain't never done that shit. What you gonna let me do? Bet. Here we go. Let's go. And oh, that's how it is. But a dude would not say no if his wife or lady or his girlfriend asked to get fisted. I'm sorry. We are men. We do that shit to please you and to try to get shit for ourselves. So, and oh, that's just the way it is. God. That's just the way it is. We're going to conform. Why? Because we're going to get something out of it. We're going to be, you know, and she's going to keep coming back because I'm that motherfucker that fisted her, you know? I'm that motherfucker that fisted you when everybody else said no. Why? Baby, I don't want you to go nowhere else to get it. I'll do it for you. Oh. But, what you going to do for me? You feel me?
Yeah. Oh. We're a different type of animal.
We take advantage of situations, and we will not say no to shit like that. I'm sorry. We will not say no to some. If it comes up pleasing the lady or doing some weird shit, we will not say no. I'm sorry. That scenario does not work. Sorry about that, friend.
And there you have it, folks.
And that's not going to say that men are more freaky than women. I actually think it's the other way around. I think women are more freaky. It's like, dude, that's like facts. Women are way more freakier than men. Why? Because they have more of a control, more of the power. You know what I'm saying? And they could take it to that spot and they could shut it down. They could take it there and shut it down. Take it there. Men, we don't have that. We can't. Well, I'm sorry. We don't have that fucking power, fellas. You know I'm right. That's why I'm saying.
I agree, because I just think with people that I've been comfortable with, and that how we were talking about Lit Rachel earlier.
Oh.
I think that is where that is probably one of the most powerful moments that I could have with a man, is showing him that side of me. Like,
okay,
it's like a one woman show. You know what I mean?
Oh, I get it. You did everything for him, but one specific thing. And I don't think he asked you to. You think that night Lit Rachel would have said yes?
Yeah, probably.
I think so. Lit Rachel would have done some shit that she said she doesn't do. But for that moment.
Lit Rachel, all bets are off the fucking table.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So you've experimented with things you don't really like, or something that you're like, I guess I'll try it this one time. And you just didn't like it. Is that why?
Maybe. I mean,
this is personal. You don't have to answer this question. This
is very personal. I mean, maybe. I think that's probably a part of it. But I mean, overall, I think that's anybody. That's all of us. Like, if you're even if you're not experimenting a lot, even if there's just few things, in those few things you're gonna know, like, I didn't really like this, or fuck, dude, I want some more of that, you know? So I mean, yes, but I mean, I think as I get older too, and we've talked about it in other, like, I just think I know more of what I want, more of what I don't, and that does include, like, in bed. So even when Lit Rachel is on fire, I already know what I like and what I don't like. So I mean, I again, and use my power and my control to take what I want, you know, or have it done to me the way I like it.
Understand that. I completely understand that. But you think, in the middle of all that, in that frenzy, in that, you know, go for that fucking, let's go for it, let's have at it, give me everything I want. If a man tells you, I want to do everything a man can do to a woman, that means every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Well, you tell him no in the middle of this.
I have.
Oh. How does that relationship? Okay, so I'm going to tell you right there. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. If a man asks you to do that, it's because he likes doing that. And if you take something away that he likes to do, ooh, mama.
Okay, let's stop right there. Because one time and I talked about this. Kind of. And then you said that once you give a guy, or he pushes you to his, like, another limit, you know, he takes one step further, then the only reason he comes back, or majority, obviously, or pretty much the only reason he comes back, is because he knows he'll be able to take it even further with you.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So with that being said, there are just parts of me that I'm not going to fucking share, unless you are that special person, that monogamous, like, this is a forever type of deal, or, you know, this is long term, because forever these days means like 2 years, right? So, like, if you give that relationship that place, then, I mean, things are more likely to come off the table as that time proves itself.
Oh, 100%.
It's even different. Like, if it's just some guy, like, lit Rachel the other day, that was just, this motherfucker just scored the lottery. Like, he didn't really nothing to earn this fucking spot. I just did it for me. Like, I did it for me. Like, it was specifically, as you know, I hadn't had sex in a super long time.
Rachel needed some ass, and she got herself some ass.
Rachel needed to fuck, dude. Like, it was plain and simple, and it was just like, this motherfucker offered, and, you know, I know him. He's not a complete stranger, so why not? And I was lit as fuck. So he just, like, he got me like that because I let him have me like that. So if there was things that I did not want to do, I wasn't going to do them because he was here simply for my pleasure. God damn, that sounds terrible.
I'm just saying,
I just hurt myself. That is
yes, and now everyone's gonna hear it. So okay, so this is what leads into keeping things spicy. We talked about this before. There's some nights when I'm out, me and Rose are out, where we go to a friend's party, we go out to dinner, and they got music, we dance. And for some reason, I know she's looking at me, and it's that look. It's that look like, you know, I'm going to fuck your brains out before we get home. Like, you know. And I just go up and like, okay, I know what's coming. I know we might get arrested for doing some shit we shouldn't be doing, you know, in front of a library, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And that's how you keep things spicy. You don't.
Absolutely.
What's the word I want to say? You don't keep yourself from each other. You don't put a limit on, or you don't, it can't be like a specific place all the time. Like, let's wait till we get home. That to me is a fucking turn off, man. And, and a lot of dudes will not say no, you know, like, you want it right here. Pull off the road, motherfucker, park right there. I need to have you. A lot of dudes will say no. Women aren't really like that. Women are more like, well, people are watching. Or there's a lot of dudes like that, too. But what if we get caught? So what? What's going to happen? They're going to tell you, go, someone's going to shout out, go get a room or whatever, right?
But they don't understand what that is.
I'm telling you, exactly. What that person, you motherfuckers that yell out, go get a room, what you don't fucking understand is it's so fucking hot, the chemistry, whatever this couple has going is so fucking hot that it can't wait, son.
Absolutely.
It can't fucking wait. It needs to fucking happen. And that's the best kind of shit right there. Don't deny. There you go. Don't deny your partner what they want at a specific moment. You fucking, you do it, man. You fucking
do it.
Sure. Once you say no to something like that, it fucks everything up.
I'm all bouty for fucking public sex.
Exactly. And it's not just that you're being naughty. You're being naughty with each other, man. And it's just because you fucking want it. People just do it. There's what do they call it? Exhibitionists that do that shit for fun on purpose. That's just what they do. But if it's a night out, if you had a great fucking time and it just can't wait till you get home, it's going to happen on the road. Let it fucking happen. If you deny your partner this, they will go somewhere else. They will find someone.
Yeah, no, I'm all about
that. Is fucking 100%, dude. That is 100%, man. And you don't want that, especially if it's someone you fucking coming home with anyway. This your man. This your lady. You guys going home sleeping in the same fucking bed. If she wants you to pull over, if he wants you to pull over, or if you want to do a favor while he's driving, let it happen. Let it fucking happen. So what if people watch? So, because a lot of people mind their business. You'll get a fucking lot of thumbs up. Like, all right, there you go. They needed it right there, and it's going to happen. People who say no to that are the people who ask the questions, how do you keep it spicy? I am sorry, but that is fucking facts. You know what I'm saying? So I'm helping you out. Rachel's helping you out. You don't say no to situations like that. You don't say, well, people are watching, or what if the cops? So what? You guys are married. You guys are together. What are the cops going to do? You guys just go home. Give you a ticket. Pay that fuck. Is that paying that ticket is worth what's going to happen? Trust me.
Yeah.
It's fucking worth your partner saying, this motherfucker is down for me whenever I want it, however I want it, he is fucking down for me. He's going to go in front of the judge and say, Your Honor, I'm sorry. We just couldn't wait to get in. We couldn't wait. We couldn't. It was the drive's too far, and it had to happen. I'm sorry. We are safe about it, though. We put off to the side of the road. We thought we were alone. Here we go. I'll pay the fine because I'm guilty as fuck. She's guilty as fuck. It needed to happen. You know what's going to happen? The judge is going to laugh. Like, hey, all right, pay this fine. Yeah. You guys just, you know, do you. You
Dismissed. Know what I'm saying?
Dismissed with a smile. And everyone in the courtroom would be laughing and like, these motherfuckers are real about it. And that's what it fucking takes, man. You don't deny that your partner's satisfaction, especially if they want something. Don't do that. Don't be that person to say, let's wait. People are watching. But what if? Fuck that. You already fucked up. If you say any, you already fucked up. The spice is out the fucking window. And you know what she's thinking about? The motherfucker who said yes. The motherfucker that didn't say no. Or the woman or the however it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It goes both fucking ways. That's what that person's going to be thinking about in the rest of the ride home. Oh, well, so-and-so did this for me. Maybe let me call this person up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you don't say no shit like that. I'm sorry. My experience, you don't say no to shit like that. You just let it fucking happen, man. If you get busted, you get busted. So the fuck what? There ain't nothing they could do but give you a silly ass little ticket, a little fine, and that's it. That's it. And to me, that's worth it. That's worth giving my partner whatever the fuck she wanted, whenever she wanted it, and however she wanted it, on the spot. Not denying that. That's how you keep it spicy, my friend.
That illegal piece of ass hits real different.
It hits fucking different. When you're hitting the what do they call it? The fucking the lights on your car, the window wiper, all that shit. When it's going off, it's just fucking sexy. It's hilarious. It's fun. That's the best thing about it, Rachel. It's fun. It's so fucking fun. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I love shit like that. And then you come home. And the kids are there, or whoever's at your house, and you're just smiling at each other the whole night. What did we just do? You know what we just did? We just had a great fucking time with each other. That's what happened.
Yep.
What else would you say to people if they're asking you, how do you keep it spicy in your relationship without being an exhibitionist, without taking this risk or this chance? What advice would you have for these people?
I think, too, like, kind of role play is also super cool in the sense of, even if you do maybe try like a new bar and have him pick up on you just like the first date, that very well lead to public sex too, just because you're just in a moment and you give each other fake names and, you know, like you just pretend to be someone else in the moment. Sometimes I think if you take yourself out of it, like, oh, he's going to look at me different. Or if you have any kind of reservations about it, you can, you know, be a little more spontaneous. Maybe it would be a little bit more spontaneous if you were pretending to be somebody else. And he.
So keeping it freaky is what you're saying. Like a wig.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, some handcuffs. Bring in that lube. Where's that baby oil? We bought it for a reason. And we ain't got no kids. Bring that shit.
Yeah, that too.
Get high with each other and experiment like that. I will never forget a long time ago, me and a partner. We had an edible together, right?
Okay.
And we only ate half because we were told it was very strong. We're like, oh, this ain't shit. We ain't feeling shit. 20 minutes after the fact, it hit us so fucking hard. And we're like, we're going to be alone, right? Yeah, we're going to be alone for the rest of the night. Okay. Well, I got this like plastic mat we can lay right here. Go get the baby oil. Let's fuck around. Oh my God, did it turn into a fucking show. It was so fucking fun. We got a camera. We recorded it. We were slimping and sliding. We had music. We were walking around butt naked. We were high as fuck. We had so much fucking fun with each other. I will never forget this. I will never forget this day. And shit like that, man. You know, doing stuff out of the ordinary. Trying new shit, man. Let that free. Everyone has it in them. Everyone has it. I don't give a fuck who you are. You have it in you. Let it out. What do they say? Let that freak flag fly. Right? That's what they say.
Hell yeah.
Let that shit fly every now and then, especially in the privacy of your own fucking home. You know what I'm saying? Even if you want to change it up, you're tired of your house, the aesthetic in your home, your walls, your couches. Try the kitchen. Rent a room. There's motel rooms.
I
heard tell. Yeah. I was told this. With mirrors on the walls, with mirrors on the side, with, you know, you could see everything. They got certain, like, themes and shit. Try that, dude. What, you're gonna spend a little bit of money? So what? To keep your partner happy? Fucking do it. It's worth it, man. Because if it's not you, it's gonna be someone else.
It's I love how you keep reiterating that.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You say no to men. There's some people that won't say no. I'm just saying. And yeah, that's the sad shit about it. You know, shit happens. That's how a lot of shit gets ruined sometimes, I understand. But you want to keep what's yours, you got to do what they're asking for, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Especially if they're already yours. Take it that step further, man. Experiment. Try new shit. It's okay. You know, I mean, if they're asking like, hey, I met these two other dudes. I think all four of us have a great time. What you think? Maybe not. Unless you're living that swinger lifestyle, which is a show we're definitely going to bring up soon. Then it's a whole different thing. A lot of people ain't with that. You know, they just want you and only you. Surprise, yeah. That's all they need.
I don't know. Like, even then, I've been invited to a threesome with a couple that was very... At the time, I mean, when I knew that they had kind of... They had that lifestyle. Like, you just could kind of tell. But because they were good friends, like, I felt super, like, honored, I guess. But... Oh, yeah. But not not down. Like, I don't know. I think that, well, I mean, I guess we'll talk about it on the Swingers show. But, yeah, I think that you do have to have a different kind of exploration talk with your partner if that's the route that y'all are going to go. Like, they're I think, having that life, there needs to be either you're both down and nobody gives a fuck, or, like, if you're going to try that with your partner, I think there's a lot of, like, rules, and do you do it with somebody you know? Do you do it with somebody you don't know? Like, do you, you know, like, there's more questions to that. So that's a different kind of exploring, I think, for a couple who's trying to spice up their sex life. I don't know if swingers is, at the top of the list.
You know how I know you know swingers?
Why?
How I know you know? Because you said lifestyle. That's what they say. That's how I know people know swingers, when they say something like that. Yeah, well, you know, it's because, you know, it's the lifestyle. I'm like, huh, so you know swingers. I'm just saying, I know some swingers, and I've known them for years, and that's what it is to them. It's a lifestyle. So that's how, if you know their words, their what they say, but what's that,
their jargon,
their jargon, then you know fucking swingers. That's fucking hilarious to me. That's funny. I caught on to that real quick. I'm like, oh, Rachel knows herself some swingers. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I was very flattered. Like, even to the day, I'm like.
So you turned that down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And why, if you don't mind me asking?
I think they were, like, just too close of friends, and I mean, I did hang out with them from time to time, and I don't know, for me, like, those kinds of things, like, if at any point I feel like that's going to be jeopardized, or, like, later it would come out in a fight between them, or I don't know, like, me being new to it and being, like, you know, asked was just, like, great enough for me. It was an ego boost for sure, but I don't know. And then small town syndrome here in El Paso, like, I was like, fuck, dude, what if they get drunk one day and they, like, because people knew them, like, not as, but they knew, like, they, you know, they got freaky every once now, like, you know, once now and again. So I was like, I don't want my name to ever get thrown around like that, or, you know, I don't know. I was really precautious about it, and I turned it down. I didn't even think twice about it, quite honestly. It was like, oh, thanks, cool, haha. Slapped her ass. Thanks, but no thanks. Just kind of moved it over. Mm. Wasn't rude about it, but
okay, that's interesting. That's something we'll dive in a little bit more once we explore that topic a little more. Because there's some questions I want to ask. there's some things I gotta know. There's some things I'm interested in.
Yeah. No. I mean, needless to say, though, again, as a also having been in long-term relationships, if you're trying to spice it up, I wouldn't throw that at the top of the list. You know what I mean? Like, well, maybe y'all should have a threesome or have an orgy, or, you know, like,
if you don't live the lifestyle, I'm sorry, it can go fucking wrong really fast.
Yeah, you end up getting really divorced.
I mean, if, especially if you're a jealous person, shit can go wrong real quick.
Yeah.
So shit like that, man, it's scary. But that really, you don't have to be a freak to do shit like that. I mean, freak can go. People consider, you know, hey, you like licking toes? Oh, you a freak, huh? Oh, okay, you like you know, rubbing your face in armpits? Like, okay, you a freak. You know what I'm saying? Is that still nasty, though? Is that nasty?
No, dude, that's so crazy. Because, like, for partners that I've had, like, long-term partners, dude, I fuck, like, their smell, like, even if they haven't showered, like, that smell.
Turns you on. So turns you the fuck on.
Good, dude. Yes. Yeah. Like, the pheromones are just.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here.
When your body knows, Rachel, it knows. It fucking
knows. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that's one thing that I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. If you have this freaky side of you, if you like doing things and exploring, let your partner know, man. Get them involved with this shit, cause with the things you like, because they might just be as freaky as you. You just ain't seen it yet, or you haven't brought it out. If you're comfortable enough someone or with someone, or if you're not, make them comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Do little things. Start stretching, then take a step further and further, and then when you fish hooking up, and you in the butt, you guys can high five each other. There you go.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that. Anything more on this, Rachel?
I think talking dirty is fucking a turn on, too. Oh, like, yeah. I mean, it's even in your normal sex life, like, even if it's missionary or doggy style, like, just something that it's your norm, like, in your norm, you could just throw out talking dirty. And it's like, even just the smallest, like, you could turn, like, I don't know. It takes it that little bit like harder. Yes. Just like harder. Yes. You know, it's just like,
Hold on. I don't think the listeners heard you say it one more time. Just one more time. Just you know what? I lost you. Your voice faded out. I need to hear. I need you to repeat what you just said, Rachel. Go ahead.
Stop. I'm like blushing, dude. I've already said way too much on this fucking podcast already.
That can work a lot of ways. Talking dirty, it turns a lot of people on. Just don't say the wrong shit, please. If you're fucking your husband or your wife, don't say, you know, and you guys are the Asian persuasion or Caucasian or you know, Mexican. Don't yell out, fuck me with your big black dick. It ain't gonna work, you know. He's gonna think you're fucking somebody else. That just might harm the relationship.
No. So
know what you're doing. Open your eyes. Make sure it's the person you fucking. And then say the dirty shit, right? It's just be careful with it. Some people just don't know how to handle it. And you'll know right off the bat. Like I said in the beginning of this fucking show, it takes a freak to handle a fucking freak. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people can't handle it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Because one of the things I was going to say earlier when trying, like, and that, like, a freak can handle a freak. Like, I think that if you're having problems or issues, or there's a dilemma in bringing out that freak side, it's probably because one of them is more reserved, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, 100%. Because otherwise, I know that, like, with those particular partners throughout my life that, you know, was dead on freak, like, so we were discovering each other's bodies like within 2 weeks, and that shit just got better, 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 and better. Like it.
Let's talk about that a little bit more. Like, what do you mean exploring?
My goodness, look at you, explore from head to toe.
Okay, so you did butt stuff. All right, I'm proud of you, Rachel. God damn it! All right.
Oh my lord.
That's good. Hey. Let if he deserves it, give it up.
When lit Rachel is around, guys, okay? That's it. Like, you have to be, you have to have had made quite the motherfucking impression if you get lit Rachel, like, honestly.
I'm going to tell you like my grandpa used to tell my grandma. If he deserves a butt, be down to give it up. There it goes.
What?
Mr. Grandpa. So, going off of that, I think we had a hell of a show, Rachel. Let people know, just remind them where they can find you.
Absolutely. You can find me at Sex in the Sun City on Instagram or Facebook.
And you can find me on Instagram under Ayo underscore Mr. Biggie. You can also listen to my show, Serious Nerd Shit. You can find me on RLU Weekly every goddamn week. That's like 7 years strong, man. I recently guest on the Geek Out show with Seth and Gil. We had Seth on our show not too long ago. He's due for a revisit. And we do have some more people lined up to come on. So if you like what you're hearing, check out those other shows. Matter of fact, check out every show on Raw Live and Unedited. You'll like it. If you like geek shit, if you like nerd shit, if you like what you're listening to now, we got all kinds of funny characters on there, man. Just people being who they be, and that's just the way it is. I want to thank all you guys for listening to this show, for supporting it. Please keep hitting us with the comments, DMs. Don't be afraid to ask us shit. Like I said, it takes a freak to know a freak. We can handle the fucking questions. Just put yourself out there, baby. And that goes for men, too. Anyways, no, not like that. I'm just fucking around. Please don't send me dick pics. I'm done. Don't send me dick pics. Rachel wants dick pics.
I will be kind of offended if they send you dick pics.
Oh, my God. So many dick pics. But then, hey, that's what I get for fucking around.
So many dick pics.
The boob pics, I do appreciate. Keep sending them, ladies. I appreciate you. Yes. And until next week, stay freaky.
Stay freaky. Be sure to think and master thoughts. I better be a gentleman or you turn me off. That's right. Let me tell a nasty voice. I don't mean a thing.
Boys, nasty, a nasty boys.